Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking, located in the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Byron Earnhardt. I am the program director here at Barrett, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our corner of the banking world and hope that we can make your bank, your staff, and maybe even your day a better one. Welcome to another Outside the Vault episode, where we take a little break from the run-of-the-mill banking talk and discuss things related to banking, but has a broader context. This morning, I went to Trezevant Career and Technology Center here in Memphis to visit the Trezevant Savings Bank. That's right, the savings bank operated by high school students for high school students. These bankers are learning banking, personal financial management, and literacy, but also the soft skills we all talk about that we need in our banking workforce. And I say this with no exaggeration. I have been in some bank branches in my life that could have used some of these students in their customer service. Tracy Thomas, their teacher, is doing an outstanding job with these students, and it's amazing to see teachers that love their students, love what they teach, and are equipping students for life. Again, no exaggeration here, but these students at age 16 and 17 are already ahead of some of the professionals that I've known in their banking and customer service skills. Ms. Thomas is doing an outstanding job there, and to the Memphis area banks, I know where some excellent future bankers are. So why are we talking about this? There are several local in-school banking programs that I know about across the country. So why Trezevant? Well, namely, they're local to Barrett. They're here in the Memphis market. We want to work with local banks and local organizations to promote banking. Future bankers means future Barrett students. But more than that, we in the industry need to be partnering with our local communities. I don't think it's any surprise to anyone that our schools need help. Financial literacy is a rare commodity. The art of banking is one that is not often taught, if ever taught, and so the nuanced understanding of our role as intermediaries in the local communities to mitigate the flow of capital between net savers and net borrowers is just not being discussed. We often hear that people want to improve their communities, but do we talk about the local banks as a part of that equation? And y'all, here's the gut punch. Community banks, we talk about banking local and loving our communities, but are we out there working with and in our schools to boost financial literacy, talk about our industry, or equipping our teachers with the resources that they need to teach these topics to our kids? Well, check that. Teach these topics to our future employees and our future customers. Now, an in-school bank may not work in your community. I don't know your local community. You know your community better than I do. But I am willing to bet that most of you listening right now live in communities where the schools could use some help, particularly in the areas of financial literacy, banking, and professional skills development. Who better to reach out and do the right thing than the local bankers? Okay, we're here today at Trezevant Savings Bank in Memphis, Tennessee. I've got two excellent future bankers, hopefully, here, and they're program director at the Savings Bank here, and we're going to talk about some banking and talk about their program that they've got here. So, ladies, why don't you tell us about yourself and your role here at the Trezevant Savings Bank.
Hi, I'm Charlianna Wilson. I'm a senior at Trezevant Career and Technology Center. My role in the bank is bank clerk. I help with the application process and help the customer with their applications and their paperwork.
Good deal. Okay.
My name is Marnisha Butler. I'm a junior at Trezevant Career Technology Center. I am the bank teller, and I basically help put in all the information and keep track of how much money is in each customer's account.
And I will say, you are very on top of your job. When I visited the branch, you were very on top of your job and did a great job. Tell us about yourself and your role here.
Hi, I'm Tracy Thomas. I'm the teacher for the banking and finance program. This year we did a grand reopening of our bank. Last year we focused on certification and things like that. So this year we had our grand opening on October the 9th. And we had so many people come out to our bank that day. In fact, we had 45 new customers and 4 customers who came by that first week that we opened this year. That just made deposits. So I'm the teacher here, and not only do my students get the banking and finance experience, they also get, my afternoon students get dual enrollment credit for banking and finance at Southwest Tennessee Community College.
Awesome. I was telling you in the branch, you know, having that kind of a turnout for your opening, I've done some bank branches that would have loved to have had that kind of foot traffic and loved to have had that kind of deposit run when they opened up. So even from a banking perspective, y'all are doing great.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about the Trevitt Savings Bank. What is it?
The Trevitt Savings Bank is a student-operated bank, and it's no less than $5 to start your account.
Okay.
And it basically helps students and adults open an account and save money.
Good deal.
So, like, if you want to save up for a car, we can help you do that. Your money is always kept safe at Regions Bank, so you never have to worry about, like, where's my money, because it's always kept safe at Regions Bank. Like she said, we are a student-operated bank. We're open from 8 to 8:30 a.m. and from 12 to 1, 1:30 p.m.
12 to 12:30 p.m.
You're working overtime. Get those overtime hours in. I hear you. No, I get it. No, that's fine.
The reason why we have those short hours daily is because our students are not only being able to work in the bank, but they also have, of course, the lesson things that they need to learn about and throughout the banking, you know, the banking history, all the information about finances, investment, and now that we've actually opened our bank, we can start focusing on those items. We've actually chosen to have this year focus strictly on bank training and the work that Regions Bank has participated. Regions Bank is our partner, and they're actually, they've done an excellent job. And in fact, I think Charliana was going to tell you a little bit about the training that they've had. But the reason why we're open in the morning 8 to 8:30 and 12 to 12:30 is because the other time our students are actually doing classroom lessons.
Good deal. Yeah, tell me about your training. What kind of training did y'all go through for this?
We had to, first, like we was in the classroom, we had to go over, you know, step by step how to be professional. Then we had Mr. Elliot Beard come in and direct us on how to be more acquainted with our customers and show them the type of respect that they need to be. Like if you come into the bank, you just don't let the customer stand there and just be like, I don't know what to do. You walk the customer over to the next representative and then tell them about who they're going to and what they need to do and so forth.
I was telling y'all in there that you know, we have some listeners that would love to have their bankers with years, plural, of experience have that kind of lesson right there, and to be junior, senior in high school and have that already as part of your professional DNA, that's quite impressive. That's quite impressive. So how do y'all participate? How were you chosen to participate? Did you choose to participate in this? How'd you come to work at Trevitt Savings Bank?
Well, all of my students, they have different experiences, but for one of the things that I found this year is that although banking and finance is love for most of the people who are in the financial industry, sometimes students are not quite ready to think that that's the most exciting thing to do. So actually sometimes the principals at the schools that actually send students here, they select students who are ahead of the game, students who are mature enough to actually handle working in a bank with real money every day of the week and being able to be professional in their environment. So they, Mr. Kelly, the principal at Tresman High School, he selected these two young ladies that are with us right now. And he basically said that these are the type of students that I think they will be successful in the banking industry. And one of the things, and I'm glad he feels that way, And in addition, I'm glad that that our students, because let me say this, our students, no matter what career they choose, if they continue on with banking or if they choose any career, the soft skills and the things like the customer service and making someone feel good and have empathy for your customers and to actually make it more personal than transactional, those are the type of skills that everyone needs no matter what career they've chosen. So, and I'm happy and glad to be part of that, being part of the training. Regions Bank do the most of the customer service training because this branch that's in our area, we're actually in the Frazier community within Memphis, Tennessee. And this branch here, you feel at home as soon as you walk in the door. If anybody walk in that door, you know, they even have someone that's considered like a coordinator, that as soon as you walk in the door, that person is actually sending you, do you need to go to the loan officer area? Do you need to go this area? Or do you need to go to the teller? And Elliot Beard and LaVelle Alexander are awesome. They're the two people that have actually supported our program for years now, and we're so proud to be part of them. So, yeah, I'm glad that we have sponsors that are so awesome.
Yeah, actually, many, many, many moons ago, when Regions was Union Planters, I worked for Union Planters for a few years and did some sub work, some float work out of the Frazier branch. And I will say it is for a long time anyway been a very customer centric. It has been part of that DNA of that branch for a long time. And I mean, the reason I'm bringing that up is, you know, that speaks to the culture within this community and the culture within that management that's been passed along, and then to reach outside the four walls of the branch into something like this. There's a lot of banks that need that message. Yes. That's why we're doing this.
They've been so generous. Some of the things that they've done, they've actually come out monthly for the last few years to do a workshop. So like 1 year, 1 month maybe, identity theft. In fact, I think next month is going to be identity theft. You know, it's getting close to Christmas and it gets worse. And so they're going to probably do an identity theft. And then the next month may be about credit. And the next month may be about credit scores, FICO scores, things like that. So each month they come out. So not only do they, you know, do the training at the beginning of the year, they provide workshops, things that it's nice to get it straight from the banking industry, and because the textbooks and some of the things that we've learned through our career in technical education, these are things about the history and the everyday. It matters, the everyday, what's going on right here, right now, on a daily basis. And they've been very generous with their time, the Frazier branch of Regions Bank.
Yeah. Some of our previous conversations that we had leading up to this interview, you had mentioned using the bank to teach students financial literacy. How are y'all doing that, especially in your relationship with Regions and some of the curriculum that you're teaching?
Well, so far, Regions Bank has been very instrumental in helping my students and our school, in fact, with offering a financial literacy workshop. So once a month for the last few years, maybe 3 or 4 years, Regions Bank comes out and they'll do workshops like identity theft, credit scores, the importance of credit, how to manage. They actually have a workshop on retirement, but high school students, they're not as interested in retirement because they think that's too far away.
And what's interesting with that is, like, because the way the math works, the earlier you start, the better it will be. But try to convince a 15, 16-year-old, to say nothing of a 20-year-old first starting out.
Right.
The disconnect there.
Right. It's like that's for old people.
Right.
In their mind.
Right.
Right. But that's one of the things in the workshop. It actually tells you about the earlier you start, and they'll show you, like, if you start at 18, all you have to save is this, and you'll be, you know, in this type of shape when you get 50, 60 years old. But, you know, life happens.
Yeah.
And then they're teenagers. So, yes.
Understood.
But they offer different workshops. They actually have things about repairing credit. That's another thing that they'll have. But, of course, because the students are under 18 and they're legally cannot be on a loan.
Right.
You know, that's kind of, you know, they're more interested in what's now. What's the now? So, but the first workshop we've had so far with just Regions Bank, we actually offered to our entire school. And that workshop was the importance of savings. And they use it as some type of, you know, like a motivator. So every student in the building was trained or were provided that workshop. And they had games and giveaways. They were giving away little nice little things from Regions for people who answer questions at the end of it. So it was a really good a good workshop. So that's one of the things we do. And then also with our customers, we try to encourage them. Like sometimes students, when they first see it's a bank, they're thinking it's more of a checking type situation. Mm-hmm. And they want to get money out every day when they first start. They're like, okay, well, I can just have my money here and then mm-hmm. I can go use the for the vending machine or whatever. So some of our students, we have to kind of teach them that savings is different. Mm-hmm. This is and part of the reason why the savings is something that you set a goal and so forth and so on. So we try to use all of that. Every time a customer comes in, we try to use it as a teaching moment so that our customers will be more familiar and understand that the importance of savings.
Well, ladies, this is completely unscripted, so I hate to do this in front of the teacher, but what's your favorite thing you've learned so far? And I know Tracy went, what's your favorite thing you've learned so far in this program?
The favorite thing I've learned is how to be more professional and more cordial with people because, like, when I'm not in doing this, I can be myself. But in the bank, it's been, you know, I've learned a lot, got more experience in customer service, helping people and just, you know, understanding what people's needs are.
Mm. What about you?
My favorite thing that I learned is customer service and showing people that you care about them when you offering them assistance.
Yeah. What about the stuff from Regions and learning how to manage your own money?
Oh, I like that too.
You like that?
I like having a bank bank inside our classroom so we can open an account and kind of manage our money so just won't spend it all at once because when you know you have money in your pocket, you just tend to spend it a lot more. So when it's in an account and it's safe, you can't just come in and be like, oh, I want to take my money out. No, you can't do that. So you have to wait. So that's a biggie.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about learning to manage your money?
Learning to save my money all at once.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, as a former banker, too, I was really impressed. You have your own forms. You have the Tresvant Savings Bank deposit and deposit slips. And the withdrawal policy. And I know that seems minor, but in the banking world, making sure you talk about it and get the people to sign off on it is that's a big thing. The regulators really, really, really make sure that that goes on. So how did y'all come up with that? Is that something that Regions provided, or how did that evolve?
Well, we actually originally opened this bank in 2007.
Oh, okay.
So it's been open since 2007. And it actually began with our principal at the time, Mr. Milton Birchfield, and the assistant principal at the time, who's now our principal, Ms. Eleanor Thomas. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Birchfield went to New York in like 2005 and saw that he saw the in-school bank in the New York area.
Okay.
And he was so motivated. He said this is really what he wanted to happen in at the time we were Memphis City Schools.
Right.
So he decided that's what he wanted. And at the time, our career and technical education director was for it. And they actually, you know, was really excited about it. So this bank was started. And in fact, that was what I was hired for back then. So I started in 2006. The bank was still being built. And then we opened in 2007. So the reason why I brought that up is that we actually decided even then. Back then, we were actually partnering with First Tennessee Bank mm-hmm. because that was with Memphis City Schools. Mm-hmm. And we actually just took applications and we recreated it and made sure that our applications said basically some of the other things. Now, the original application, we had students the students for the first year before we actually opened, they participated in saying, so what do y'all want to lay? And this is a new look, by the way, this year.
Sure.
Yes, it's, yeah, I like it. So. I like the new look, but our old look, we actually got it from what First Tennessee was.
Okay.
So, and then we just had, at the time, the students, we would find applications from several different banks, and then we created it from there.
I just was impressed with that because it does seem, you know, to, at the bank level on the line, it's here's another piece of paper, but you and I both know there's a lot of time and energy and a lot of attention that goes into into that. And it changes because from a marketing perspective, you've got to change the way it looks and the information and make it easier for customers and easier for the bankers to handle. So that is a often overlooked part of banking in these types of programs. But to be able to do that, and it looked just like what I would walk into a traditional bank and get a savings account, and y'all did a good job in answering my question because I came in asking for a checking account, and they did a good job. We're a savings bank. This is what we do. That was impressive. That was impressive.
Thank you.
We do have a lot of banks in the area that do listen to the podcast. And what's ways that I know Regions help support it, but are you looking for? Is there some ways that we can help get the word out about the program and support? What can we do as a community?
Sure. I would like to say, although I've been talking mostly about Regions Bank, we've had in the past very good support from Eddie Marshall with Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. And he's actually in years past, and it's not because of any fault of his own, but we just kind of moved to Regions Bank. Mm-hmm. Once Shelby County Schools switched to Regions Bank, we kind of focused it with Regions Bank.
Sure.
But Eddie Marshall is someone who actually would love to connect with us again, because it's always nice to have different people from different sides, because it's easy to get caught up in just one way. Bank is, you know, the one way that a company handles their banking.
Right.
But Wells Fargo has assisted us in the past, Eddie Marshall at Wells Fargo. But that's just because Regions Bank is actually where Shelby County Schools money is kept. So that's why we're with them.
Sure.
But we would like experience. One of the main things I would love for us to have is have job shadowing opportunities. In the past, we have not been able to do that because most every bank has privacy issues.
Right.
Regions Bank is going to try this year to do a modified job shadowing situation at their location on Poplar,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to actually have our students come in to a conference room and have people from those different departments come in and kind of go over what their job is without having any private information available to our students. So that's supposed to be coming up in our near future, either late this year or early spring. And in the past, we actually had, it was a commercial bank that's on Poplar. I can't think of the name of it right now. But they've in the past helped us with job shadowing opportunities. So we want the largest banks like the Bank of America's, and we want the little bitty small like Bank of Florida. We want any bank who's interested in sharing their knowledge and maybe assisting our students in being even better bankers, or just getting them ready for any type of financial industry. We want our students to have that opportunity. They, like I've said before, they may or may not choose this avenue, but at least we provided all the information so that the students can make a wise choice.
And the soft skills that you mentioned, amazing opportunity to work with students and for these students to get a leg up on the existing workforce. Again, like I meant it when I said it. You know, you all are getting a skill set that you may not ever walk into. Given the way technology is going, you may never walk into a bank again, statistically speaking. I hope you do, but you may not. But you're going to have to deal with people. You're going to have to deal with. You may deal with people and their money. And as you know, even yourself, you know, when it's your money, people get. There's emotions involved with that. How to empathize with people, but at the same time, you have to protect the bank. You have to make money for the bank. So those are massive skills that you all are, and that you're teaching, Tracy. And I'm really glad Ashley, my coworker, tagged me on the news post and introduced me to Tresman State Bank, and that we connected. So thank y'all for your time. I know talking on a podcast and running through a bank simulation is kind of not the most interesting way to spend a Tuesday, rainy Tuesday morning with a fire drill in between. But thank y'all for your time and talking with me. I appreciate it. Y'all did great, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's our episode for today. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and learned a little something. If you haven't already, please feel free to subscribe to our podcast and drop us a 5-star rating. You can follow us at Barrett Banking on Twitter or Barrett School of Banking on Facebook and LinkedIn. And we even have a new Community Banking Road Trip playlist on Spotify highlighting your favorite songs about your home state. Check that out and feel free to submit your favorite song about your state to add to the playlist. We have an ever-growing slate of classes, seminars, and webinars that are available, and not to mention our industry-recognized Graduate School of Banking every May, and we look forward to seeing you at any or all of our events. For more information, check out our website at barrett.ws. And from Memphis, the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, we'll see y'all next time on Main Street Banking.